This is KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman. What are those bird-like instruments? If you can't identify any familiar instruments in this tune, that's understandable. The music is coming from a slew of handmade recycled instruments made by Amado Espinoza. We first talked to Amado in May. Back then, he was doing a lot of what he calls junkyard orchestra shows. So we invited him to the studio to hear the story. Amado Espinoza, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gina, for inviting me. I am so happy to be here.
Yay, we're happy you're here too. So what were the bird-like instruments we just heard?
I use a syringe, just as the regular syringe, but the original...
A syringe?
Yes, but the original instrument, the name is coyoc. It's from the Amazon, and it's made by bamboo and imitates birds.
So you have used a syringe where typically people have used bamboo?
Yes. So in the syringe, I make a small hole in one side of the syringe, and then I blow. I can give you a demonstration. I have one in my hand.
That is totally amazing. What you are doing, like blowing into this hole that you've made in the part of the syringe that would sort of hold whatever sort of liquid would be in there typically, but in this case, air. And you've got the little stopper deal pulled out, and then you're pushing it in and out while you blow to change the tone.
Yes, it's exactly like me.
How did you get started making instruments in this way? And then we'll talk about the instruments that are sitting in front of me right now.
Okay, why? Because in my country, it's so difficult to...
In Bolivia.
No. Yeah, I am from Bolivia. So it's so difficult to buy like these kind of instruments, saxophone, guitars, or flutes. And I started to make these kind of instruments to teach the special poor people they can make their own instrument. So, and in my case, when I started to make this kind of instrument, I was like 18 years old. So I was a teenager and I want to play like a didgeridoo, but in my country, I cannot find this instrument. So I make my own didgeridoo and I use a PVC pipe in the very beginning. So now I have like my didgeridoo, but I'm using a vacuum cleaner.
I see an instrument in front of me that has what looks like a dishwashing glove. I'm not sure what it's attached to. Can you explain what that instrument is?
Yes, it is a bagpipe. So I use a glove for washing the dishes. And then
it's yellow.
A cream container, PVC pipes. And then some plastic bags here. And this one is a popsicle sticks.
Popsicle sticks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That is what those are. And then it looks like it's kind of tied together with just string.
And it's a fishing string.
Uh-huh.
So, and
fishing line, I guess, is
fishing line.
Yeah.
And when I blow, it has two different sounds.
Whoa, the
So this is the sound of the bagpipe.
I love how you hear it deflating too, but with the visual on this is much more striking than what you see when you see a bagpipe, because you see this... the limp hand of the dishwashing glove suddenly blow up like a balloon... right before the sound comes on.
Yeah,
and then you see it shrink and fall down again.
Uh-huh. It's very funny. The kids, they like it.
Kids like it?
Yes.
But the process of envisioning an instrument and then figuring out what you have in your surroundings that can perform all the same functions of the parts of that instrument. How has that trained your eye to just see your surroundings differently?
Yeah, for me, I have a lot of experience making instruments. So when I see some materials, for example, the markers.
Markers. You have something made out of magic markers here.
Yeah. So, and I think, oh, why can I make with using that material? So I said, oh, maybe a pan flute. So,
how do you make a pan flute out of magic markers?
So I just cut the some parts and the ending of the markers, and then I put together, and I put some tape and rubber band.
So with a pan flute, you've got the cylinders, like the pipes, I guess, that would go from longest to shortest in sort of a stair step kind of way. And so you've put together markers to make the different lengths.
Yeah, different sizes. So because the sound, I need like in different notes.
Mm-hmm.
So and sounds very, very good.
Take out the middle, the part that makes the color, basically.
Oh, yeah, yes. I take out because it needs to be like open, like a tube.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and again, popsicle sticks.
Yes, again, to put together, no?
That is so cool. That is way cooler than anything I've ever done with magic markers.
So I can play any songs with all these instruments.
There's something that looks like a broom.
Yes, this broom is the name of this instrument is ney. It's an Arabic flute. So I just use a small broom and I make some holes,
It's a metal broom.
Yes, it is a metal.
A pretty slate blue color, but so it's a broom that has a metal handle that was hollow.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so is this another example of you were like looking at a broom thinking, I can do something with that?
Yeah, because we didn't use this small broom anymore.
It was just lying around your house?
So instead throwing away, I decided to make a flute. So I said, oh, this, it's very similar. Maybe I can play like a ney technique, because the ney technique, I need to put in diagonal the flute to make the sound. It's not easy to do it. But sounds very, very, very good.
Yeah. There's a breathiness to it that I wonder if that's deliberate.
The
breathiness.
Yes, yes. It's special for these kind of flutes. I need to play with this like technique.
That's cool. So tell this other instrument that I'm seeing that looks like a cello.
Oh, yes. There is
But it's a big metal canister.
Yeah. It is it's the new one. So I make recently, I made this recycled cello. I use a trash can and a fork.
Maybe. Wait, where's the fork?
It's holding the strings.
So like that thing at the base of any stringed instrument that is, I think, in a lot of cases, wood.
Yes.
That holds, sort of fans out and holds the strings.
Yeah.
And where on a violin, there might also be a chin rest kind of attached to that. But on a cello, obviously not. But this is a fork where you've splayed out the tongs.
Uh-huh. And it has a cork.
Of keeping the strings from just falling flat on the trash can where you've cut those beautiful shapes that are often on string instruments.
Yeah, and sounds very good, but I am not a cello player, so my wife, she plays very good cello, but you can see the sound. You can hear it sounds very good, very good.
Well, how would you describe the difference in the sound of your metal trash can and fork cello and a wood cello?
Oh, yeah, the materials. When I use like wood, So the sound is much louder and warm. But when I use like a metal, it's like a soft, not too loud. The quality, the materials is very important. But if you don't have a lot of money, you can make your own cello using recycled materials. So that's the idea. So they can practice, and then maybe in the future they can buy a normal cello.
So no? do you teach people how to do this?
Yes, yeah. So we have a lot of programs for schools. So all the kids, they learn to make their own instruments. So they are making kazoos using a PVC pipe.
Kazoos, that's cool.
Plastic bottle. And they are making the straw flutes. So using just a hole puncher and scissors. And yeah, I think I have one here. I don't know where I put it.
That's okay. You know what? You've got something else in your hand that I want to give you a chance to play a little bit of before we run out of time.
Okay.
So play it first and then tell us about it.
Okay.
What instrument have we just heard, Amado Espinosa?
Okay, this is the charango from South America, from Bolivia and Peru. This instrument original has 10 strings and is one piece of wood. But in my version, my recycled version, I use a cookie can.
Yeah, a cookie tin.
Oh, yes. And
It's wood. Closed, but with a hole cut in the top.
Yes, and I use a part of the old charango for the neck, and then some 6 wood spoons.
Just that top part that you would actually like dip into whatever you're cooking, not the stem, really.
Yes, and it has like metal strings. 6 metal strings.
And the spoons are what the strings are tied around that you use to tune them.
Yes.
The cookie tin itself has this like court jester type character. It's very striking. It's brightly colored pink and blue and yellow.
Yeah, and looks like a banjo, but it's not a banjo. Maybe a charbanjo.
Amado Espinosa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Amado Espinosa originally talked to us in May. You can hear more of his music and see pictures of instruments from his Junkyard Orchestra on his website. It's amadoespinosa.com. If you want to listen back to our earlier conversation about a sunken steamboat in the middle of Missouri, just go to kcur.org/centralstandard. You can also talk to us on Twitter anytime. We are at @KCURCST. Tomorrow, a favorite food show from 2018. It is all about pork, including a fascinating interview with Chef Howard Hanna of the Rieger. He'll be sharing traditions around pig roasts in Samoa. KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Melody Rowell, Coy Duggar, Chris Young, Suzanne Hogan. Sylvia Maria Gross is our senior producer. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay tuned to KCUR.